I usually read one poem at these things. So since Imaginary Numbers is playing, I thought I'd read a poem I wrote from a couple of gigs ago. So James is my friend from the band, so that's why it's called James Wilkes Band Breaks Up. So here's a James Wilkes Band Breaks Up, August 1st, 1999, Luna Lounge. You're the hardest working arena rock band on the New York City club circuit, a friend yells to guitarist James Wilkes as he finishes setup and wanders stage right. And drummer Tina carries a beverage canister from the bar because she's got no stool. And the sound guy puts the PA up and Barry White's, "We have Marshall amps. You can sit on one of them. They're heavy, but at least you won't fall off backwards." And then yells, "Hey, anyone not in the band, leave. I'm still doing sound check and I need to hear them, not you. It's 8:30, they're not on for another 45 minutes. A few minutes later, Wanda Phipps, all white summer sundress, purple leggings concealing her, walks past the foosball table and sits down. And then Brendan Lorber parks his motorcycle in front of Max Fish and wanders off. "Where's he going, Wanda?" "Where's he going?" Wanda asks. "He's probably got some honey he keeps down the street." 5 minutes later, Lorber, metallic red helmet in hand, sits in the empty tan lounge chair and talk turns to publishing. "Yeah, it's an estate problem publishing all those dead folks' poems," he says. "No lawsuits I know of yet." "You hear Eddie Berrigan's Gorilla Publishing his friends? Any poems they send him just to read, he's going to make 200 copies of and get them out without asking." After 1 year in the rehearsal space, it's the first and last show for Imaginary Numbers. The bassist is headed to the University of Texas at Austin. James Wilkes' band is breaking up. "Hey, where have you been? Long time," he says to the familiar faces crowd as Wanda Phipps' sundress glows beneath the black light. And the band cuts into Domino Sugar Factory with mantra-like repetition, then heads back out. And the next song appears too pretty, and James is so listlessly guitar strumming, you know the beautiful noise is soon, and they deliver. James jingle jangling out, and after they shout in unison, "I am not enough," they take it back down to ethereal land, and Tina picks it back up, hitting fiercely with brushes, pounding bristles into the air through James's sonic din. It's beautiful noise, but the harmonized vocals are trapped in the mix. So Wanda says something to the sound guy, and a few seconds later tells me, "He said it's their fault, the mix is fine." After the show, James says, "Yeah, we didn't finish most of the lyrics until last night, so we sort of went," and he says the first half of a line clearly, then covers his mouth over an imaginary mic, and purposely mumbles the rest of the lyrics. And they're having more fun than a band should have, and this is their first last gig, and it's a food and pop culture jamboree as they swing from refined Domino Sugar to unrefined Apple Tree. "This next song is about JFK Jr.," James says as the moans ensue. "Wait, wait, we wrote it before he died." And a woman shouts, "You killed him." And Brendan follows with, "Who else have you written songs about?" And within the crowd's chuckles, as the band members switch instruments and the drummer becomes the violinist, James says, "This song's dedicated to Brendan Lorber." To Brendan's fame, "Oh no!" And after one last maraca shake, Wilk grabs the microphone and says, "Really? We didn't." And they promise a relationship song between Pharaoh and Moses, all the while pushing a just-released EP that may or may not exist. And James's right hand is a manic blur before another song peters out and he says, "That song was about New Order." And the trio heads into the last song they'll ever play, a pay-in to the 2002 Men's Soccer World Cup to be hosted by Japan and Korea, and the band's love for the Brazilian soccer team. And James mixes some Blackbird-like guitar lick he later says he stole from an old folk song. Beneath their chanted ole oles, and after they applause unplugged, the sound guy yells out, "Hey, you guys have one more?" And James Wilkes grabs the mic back and says, "This audience doesn't deserve it." Pulls away, lets a beat pass. "Just kidding. James Wilkes' band is broken up." Here's Imaginary Numbers. Thanks a lot. Yes.
Here and for, wow, what a fantastic send-out. And I think that if there are two types of people in the audience, type who basically got the entire set in the poem and really doesn't need to hear anything else from us, you can go home now, because that pretty much encapsulated everything that you're going to get. And the other half of you here, the half that, you know, wants to be rocked, just stay in your place, because this is the morning, you will be rocked. And the other half that doesn't care can continue to go.
I'd also like to mention I will be portraying the part of Jeff. Thank you. Jeff, and as always, we like to dedicate this set of music to our absent friend.